Tamini, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Lainey, what's going on with Rich?
Rich and I have been dating under 2 years now, and he is a great guy. When we first met, he was an EMT, and I just loved that about him. He's just so kind and really, you know, put others first and had a great job, and we, you know, it was wonderful. About a year in, he got fired.
Mm.
And
from being an EMT?
Yeah.
Like, laid off,
No, it was actually, like, fired. And the reason why was, what he told me was, it was because he was taking things from the job.
Oh.
So I didn't want to, like, go into it too much. I trusted him with everything that he told me. I didn't think he was lying or anything. So, whatever, he got fired from the job. In between, he's been working a bunch of, like, temp jobs here and there. It just, for the last pretty much year, it's been a little rough for him. I mean, I essentially I've been covering for him. He lives with me. I have been supporting him, you know, with the rent and with food and with, you know. So he ended up recently connecting with someone on LinkedIn for this job that is like a medical sales job in Virginia.
Okay.
And 2 weeks ago, he actually went to Virginia, and he was supposed to drive up just for the night and meet this girl there who had, you know, the job. Well, that one night ended up turning into two, which then turned into three.
That's strange.
And I, like, barely heard from him the entire time. And something just doesn't feel right about it. And I have this weird feeling that he hooked up with this girl.
Did he get the job?
That's the thing. He hasn't yet, but they're interested, and he needs to go back this weekend for another interview, he said.
Here's one thing I will say. He was honest about being fired for stealing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, at least he has been somewhat honest.
Yeah, but...
I don't know. I just have this gut, you know, this feeling in my gut.
I get it.
And that was a while ago.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't like the fact that he was supposed to be gone for one night and ended up staying for three. It wasn't like weather or anything held him, right?
No. When he was away, it was just like... I think, a text message at, like, maybe 9 p.m., like, the first night, just saying, hey, staying longer.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was just, that just, like, never happens. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. It just was weird.
Roy's going to dial Rich up. We'll find out who he sends him to. Don't say anything till we get as much information out of him as we can, okay?
All right.
And then if he doesn't send him to you, you can have Adam.
Okay.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Rich, please.
Yeah, this is him.
Hi, Rich. My name is Katrina. I'm calling from Flowers for You. And the reason for my phone call today is I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. We're doing some social media raffles where we're giving away $100 in beautiful free red roses. And one of your friends tagged you in our post, and we randomly selected you to get those roses.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Do you have someone in mind that you would like to send?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Romantic roses too?
Well, let me ask you, do you guys send them, like, anywhere? Like, could I send it out of state?
Yeah, absolutely. Anywhere in the U.S., anyway.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I think I know someone I want to send them to.
Okay. And who would you like to send them to?
Can you make it out to Melanie?
Okay. Melanie, and I have a card to go with these roses as well. What can I print on the card for you?
Just put, hey, you're an amazing person, and I cannot wait to move closer.
Okay. Are you f***ing kidding me, Rich? You can't wait to move? Like,
Lainey?
Who the hell is Melanie?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's me.
Rich, that is Lainey.
I don't even have words for you right now.
Yeah, so this is the Mania Morning, the Rim Morning Show, War of the Roses. I mean, Rich, your notes spelled it out clearly here, if you ask me.
Jeez, you gotta be kidding me.
No, we're not. You are cheating with someone that's out of state.
I don't even know what to say. Lainey, I'm sorry. I didn't plan on...
You're sorry? Are you kidding me right now? After everything I've done for you? Everything. I've given you everything. I've taken care of you. You've been sleeping with me in my house, in my condo. Like, I've been paying for everything for you for the last year. Like, forget about actual emotional love and support that I've given you. Let's talk about financial. I mean, how about we add it up, Rich? How about we add up the $800 or so that I paid for you for splitting our rent, all the money that I pay for you for your food every single month? How about we add that up? You probably owe me about $5,000. And at this point, I want my money, and I don't want to see you again. If you want to go move with this girl, whatever, but you owe me $5,000 at the very least.
Rich.
I mean, all right, Lainey, come on, let's not get crazy here. I mean, you were in a relationship.
Let's not get crazy.
It's not like there was a contract.
Rich, you just said you were moving somewhere.
I didn't say that I was definitely moving somewhere.
Your note to Melanie said, because I write the notes down, it said, can't wait to move and be closer to you.
Yeah, but that, so now I owe everybody who I'm in, who does.
Oh, no, that's between you and Lainey. I don't know. I mean, Lainey says she wants $5,000.
I can't even hear your voice anymore. I don't want to talk to you about this anymore. But I'll give you 2 months, but in 2 months, I better have $5,000, and I don't want to have anything else to do with you, and enjoy the rest of your life. Wow. And thanks for, ruining the last 2 years of mine.
Wow.
I mean, what, Lainey, how do you expect me to really even come up with that money? This is crazy.
You know what, big boy? That's for you to figure out, isn't it?
Maybe you can ask,
How about you? How about you're going to get this new job in Virginia, huh? Go get that. Then you can pay me.
After you move in with Melanie, you can ask her for $5,000.
Yeah, because that's what you do. Mooch off the people you date.
Right, yeah. Well, apparently it was all about money with her anyway. Cause, I mean, that's why she's been so resentful towards me anyways. Always counting money.
I'm not having this conversation anymore. I'm done. You're disgusting. That's it. I'm not even giving you any more time to speak because you don't deserve it. So goodbye. I want $5,000 in 2 months.
No, I don't think so.
Want more War of the Roses? Listen to them on demand anytime using the Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.